Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to share the experience of the municipality of Mafra, located about 40 kilometers from the capital of Portugal. More than 90,000 inhabitants live in Mafra, being the second municipality in the country that records the largest increase in population in the period 2011-2021. For this successful increase, the basic infrastructures like schools, sports and cultural facilities were decisive. 27% of the resident population is between 10 and 34 years of age, a number significantly higher than the national average. As a territory with a predominantly young population, contrary to the national and European trends, Mafra faces several challenges. The first challenge is to ensure the creation of local infrastructure for young people, creating conditions for their integral development. In this area, as an example, I highlight the municipal investment in modernizing the school park, 15 million euros. The second challenge is to involve and encourage the civic participation of young people so that they contribute to the sustainable development of the municipality. In this area, as an example, I highlight the innovative project of the Youth Municipal Assembly, a forum for young people to make proposals and to be heard. The third and demanding challenge is the retention of young talent. Nowadays, young Portuguese people are attracted to other European and American countries where salaries are higher. Even though the municipality of Mafra has developed initiatives such as reducing fees for purchasing housing, Portugal as a whole, Europe as a whole, needs to develop a policy to keep our youth in the country. Thank you so much.